If you wish, you can start by breathing out as deeply as possible, once or twice. So not just letting the exhale happen, but actually pushing the air out, pulling the belly in a little bit more, a little bit more. Allowing the breath to come rushing in after the deep out breath. And if you wish, one more time. And again, if you wish, relax as much as possible and start to be open to the whole field of what we call body. And then gradually starting to tune more and more into just the left side of the body for a while. Just as a gentle exploration. As if entering new territory. As if landing in a new land or planet where you're not sure what is what. On the left side of the body, we can feel the heart beating. If possible, opening to the whole left side, and also if there's any particular experience in the left side of the body that draws your attention, that makes you curious. Feel free to receive that with more sensitivity. As much as possible without interpretation. We so easily go off track, go into the past, basically, when we start to relate to our interpretation of the body sensation. And so what about just receiving left side of body? And then just gradually now pouring yourself over to the right side of the body to receive the sensations there. to let openness find the right side of the face, throat, the ear. The knee, the elbow, etc. Receiving the body on the right side, gently living, without our interference, without the interference of our thinking. So even though there may be thinking, there's also body. There's also the right side of the body. Just whenever we can open a little bit more our receptivity, when we can notice we're putting pressure on our experience, if we could play with letting go of the pressure. So for example, we felt the left side, now we feel the right side. The training of the mind would be to compare the two sides, or to think that they should feel the same, and something's wrong if they feel different. And we start to pressure towards improvement or even towards understanding. And often we get in our own way with that pressure. So just for a few days, playing with noticing pressure and releasing, letting go of thinking through our experience. Letting the right side of the body be itself. Reveal itself. Reveal its secrets. Its aliveness. And now pouring our openness into the front of the body, if you wish. Another world, the front of the body, another perspective, another dimension, revealing itself to our openness as it is. So there's body and the simplicity of body. And there's body and the mystery of body. And there's a new kind of knowing that what we thought of as body is not. Is not the fact. So drinking from our experience rather than from the thought of. And just playing with, as one suggestion, playing with softening in the front body. Letting our guard come down of itself in the front of our body. Today we don't need to meet anyone, much less to defend or attack or seduce. So just gradually letting all of those ways of meeting each other start to fall apart a little bit. And also just playing with the different tone of the experience when we connect to our idea of the chest, for example, the nose or the face or the belly. The difference in tone when we notice that we're with our idea of, and when we're with what is. As it is. And just simply coming into the back of the body in whatever posture you find yourself, back of the head, the neck, shoulder blades. Of course, the whole back, the backs of the legs. If you feel drawn around to the sides of the legs, that is very natural. Natural to include that as back. So let that be included, the outer legs, if you wish. Relaxing, resting. Letting the eyes as if rest back into the back of the head. The tongue, the heart, the belly, the genitals, the knee bones, resting back. Just for fun. Not for a PhD in meditation. Thank you. You might wish to enter the spine for a while, or to let the spine float. In our openness, in softness. And if possible, coming now to some kind of space between the front and the back of the body. Right from the top of the head down to the feet. And feeling just what you feel there or here.
Thank you.
So there may be thoughts. And at the same time, there's a front, a back, and a middle of the body. If you notice that connecting to the front was helpful for releasing and deepening, then you can let that help you whenever you remember connecting to the front, softening perhaps. If you notice that resting into the back was helpful, then let that help you. Or if connecting to the middle was more powerful, more still, more delicious, then let that help you. Whenever you remember, just connecting to that place, that stream of experience. Receiving that in openness. And wherever you might find helpful, if any place, it's also helpful to notice how far up or down. And often in the front body, the lower belly is helpful. Sometimes in the back of the body, the whole back, but especially the lower back. So just being open to experiment and experience. And then sometimes, after softening and resting back, forward, in, down, the body is not the best reference point anymore, and there might just be a sense of aliveness or joy, which is enough to continue resting into.